Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 20 Ukrainian Short Stories for Beginners by Dwigu Menjioglu is a beginner-friendly Ukrainian reader built around short, approachable narratives presented in a dual language format. Each story is designed to be read with English and Ukrainian available side by side, so learners can move between the two versions to confirm meaning, notice patterns, and stay engaged without constantly reaching for a dictionary. Rather than teaching through explicit grammar lessons, the book positions stories as the main learning engine, using context to support vocabulary growth and reading confidence. As part of the Learn Ukrainian style of resources, it aims to make early study feel practical and culturally grounded by focusing on everyday situations and accessible themes. The format suits independent learners who want a structured but low-pressure way to begin reading Ukrainian, as well as teachers who need short texts that can be assigned, discussed, or used for in-class reading practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, dual language layout as a reading scaffold. The defining feature of the book is its dual language presentation, which turns translation into a built-in support tool rather than a separate step. For beginners, this matters because early reading often breaks down at the sentence level, where unfamiliar vocabulary and flexible word order can make comprehension slow and discouraging. With English and Ukrainian paired closely, the learner can test understanding immediately, confirm the meaning of a phrase, and continue reading with momentum. This structure also encourages repeated exposure because a reader can first follow the English for overall sense, then reread the Ukrainian to notice how the same ideas are expressed. Over time, the side-by-side format helps learners build confidence in recognizing common function words, sentence connectors, and everyday expressions in Ukrainian. It also supports more efficient study routines. Learners can underline a Ukrainian phrase, glance at the English for confirmation, and then reuse the phrase in speaking or writing practice. For teachers, the same layout enables quick comprehension checks and guided comparison activities without requiring additional handouts. Secondly, learning through context instead of grammar drills, a major pedagogical choice in a short story reader is to let narrative context do the teaching. This book is oriented toward that approach, using simple stories to provide meaning first and analysis second. For an absolute beginner, this reduces cognitive load. Instead of memorizing isolated rules, the learner sees vocabulary and structures embedded in situations where the meaning is obvious. Contextual learning is especially useful for Ukrainian because many core features, such as inflection and agreement, become easier to grasp after repeated exposure in real sentences. Even without formal explanations, learners start to internalize patterns by encountering them again and again across different short texts. Stories also naturally introduce repetition of common verbs, pronouns, and everyday nouns, which strengthens recall more effectively than single list study for many readers. In practice, learners can adopt a cycle of read for gist, reread for details, then extract a small set of reusable phrases. This makes the book a practical bridge between introductory study materials and more demanding authentic texts. Thirdly, everyday situations and practical vocabulary. Beginner reading works best when it stays close to daily life because the learner can predict what might be said and connect new words to familiar experiences. The book is positioned around accessible, relatable content, which supports acquisition of high-frequency vocabulary that can be reused in basic conversation and self-expression. In a story-driven format, words are not introduced as abstract items, but as tools that characters use to communicate needs, feelings, routines, and simple goals. This supports comprehension in two ways. First, meaning is reinforced through the situation itself. And second, learners encounter words in multiple grammatical forms, which helps recognition even before full mastery. Because the texts are short, the vocabulary load can remain manageable, allowing repetition and review without fatigue. For self-learners, this encourages a steady practice habit. One story can serve as a daily reading session, followed by quick note-taking of a handful of useful expressions. For classroom use, everyday themes also make it easier to build speaking prompts and short writing exercises connected to the reading. Fourthly, cultural immersion through gentle narrative exposure. Language learning is more motivating when it includes cultural signals that make the language feel lived in rather than purely academic. The book emphasizes cultural grounding by using stories as windows into everyday Ukrainian life, values, and social norms at an introductory level. This kind of cultural immersion is not about deep historical analysis, but about familiarizing learners with how daily interactions and expectations may be framed in Ukrainian. Even simple narratives can convey what people consider polite, how routines are described, and how emotions or relationships are expressed. For beginners, this helps develop pragmatic awareness, meaning the ability to choose phrases that fit the situation, not just translate word for word. It also supports retention, because cultural details make a story more memorable than a worksheet. when learners associate vocabulary with an image or social scene, recall often improves. For readers studying Ukrainian due to personal interest, heritage connections, or travel and communication goals, cultural content increases engagement and encourages sustained reading beyond the first few lessons. Lastly, building confidence and fluency with short, repeatable texts. Short stories are powerful for early fluency because they create achievable milestones. A full story, even a simple one, gives a learner the satisfaction of completion and the sense that Ukrainian is readable. The book leverages this by offering multiple short texts rather than one long narrative, encouraging frequent repetition and steady progress. Each completed story can become a practice unit for rereading, shadow reading aloud, and summarizing in simple Ukrainian or English. This kind of repetition is essential for developing automaticity, the ability to recognize common forms quickly without translating every word. The dual language format also makes rereading more efficient, since learners can confirm meaning rapidly and focus on pronunciation, rhythm, and phrase level recall. For independent learners, the collection supports flexible pacing. One can read straight through for exposure, or slow down and study each story carefully. Teachers can use individual stories as standalone reading passages, making them easy to assign, assess, and revisit for cumulative review. In conclusion, this book is best suited for absolute beginners and early learners who want to start reading Ukrainian without waiting until they feel grammatically ready. It also fits self-studying adults who prefer story-based learning, as well as instructors who need short, approachable passages for guided reading and discussion. The main practical benefit is confidence by completing short narratives with English support close at hand. Learners reduce frustration and build the habit of reading Ukrainian regularly. Over time, that habit supports measurable gains in vocabulary recognition, reading comprehension, and familiarity with natural sentence patterns. Another benefit is efficiency. Because the side-by-side structure allows quick confirmation of meaning and encourages rereading, which is where much language acquisition happens. Compared with many beginner textbooks, the book stands out by prioritizing immersion and context over drills, while still remaining accessible through its bilingual design. Compared with vocabulary lists or phrasebooks, it offers richer memory hooks because words appear inside mini-narratives rather than as isolated items. For learners seeking a gentle, motivating entry point into Ukrainian reading, it functions as a practical bridge between first lessons and more advanced authentic materials. If you would like to support Duygo Menjioglu, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.